So, I got my diagnosis today. My diagnosis, I received basically a second diagnosis, if anything. As we are all aware, I am a person who is diagnosed with BPD, which is a bipolar personality disorder. And it doesn't mean I have multiple personalities. It just means that, I kind of mirror other people because I don't like showing my own personality. And so I basically make my, I guess, personality by taking a bit of others and implementing them into my own. I'm also someone who really cares too much and is very, tends to be very free-flowing with their emotions. I also found out today that I suffer with severe depression and anxiety. And, not everybody wants to hear that about themselves, especially because, you think you're fine. But you're not. And I always thought to myself ever since I was probably 16 that something wasn't right with me. But I didn't have money until now. And I have this job right now and I'm looking for a second job. And I thought, you know what? Maybe this is time. This is now the time to finally seek some therapy. And so I got my diagnosis. I'm currently on Zoloft and I don't know how to say it, but Zoloft, as you guys know, is a medication for depression, and Hydro something is a medication for anxiety and insomnia. So yes, I also do struggle to stay asleep, which I talked to my prescriber about, and she diagnosed me with that to help with anxiety as well as insomnia. How have I been feeling? I've been feeling pretty well. I just know that I have to do a lot of changes in terms of my diet, and I have to be very much more attentive on my emotions, my sleep schedule, and my eating habits, and also how many times I work out a week, because that really matters in terms of my medication and what I'm doing. So, I really have to at least put forth the effort on what I'm doing as well when I'm taking my medication. So no more, I can't eat as much sweets as I used to, which I used to just eat a bunch of sweets. And now I have to focus on vegetables and fruits. Like instead of eating chips today, I have to eat apples with peanut butter or just apples or with a banana, And then before I leave, I have to drink I have soup, or a salad, and then dinner is very light. So I'm very focused on what I have to eat. I was supposed to eat oatmeal this morning, but I didn't because I was craving sweets. But I do have to start eating just steel cut oats. I also have to work out more because Zoloft is known to help to basically gain weight, to make you gain weight. So I have to be very, very careful what I eat and what I drink and what I do so it doesn't affect my health as well as the Zoloft. Pretty much, yeah. And also, I've been, focusing on being more clean and, around my room because sometimes, I'll deep clean and the next day it's like a fucking catastrophe. But now I have to actually pay attention to what I, do and journal and do all those things because I've basically been just getting up and then going to work and then coming back. And I've been just doing that, but I can't be doing that anymore. So I have to focus on what I have to do and what I eat and who I'm around and how many hours I sleep. Because I already know I get up at 10 at night. So that means I have to go to bed by at least before midnight, so I can get my hours of sleep. Because it's very, 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 very crucial to my health. So, I mean, it was going to be a time where I have to be more responsible with my decisions. So, why not do it now? You know what I mean? But, yeah, I just wanted to come on here and talk to you guys about that and give you an update as to why I haven't done a lot of episodes lately. But other than that, that's pretty much it, honestly. Like I said, I will be doing episodes regularly. I do have the time, so I will be doing regular episodes every week and giving you guys like just updates on how I'm doing. Because at the end of the day, this is a collaboration of my emotions, and I talk to you guys about how I'm doing, what I saw, what I ate, and just give you guys basically like an audio vlog on what's going on with me. And it's almost as if I'm there with you. So if you guys want, please subscribe to this podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope you guys have a fantastic day. If you guys want to send me an audio message or a voice message, please download the Anchor app, which is now available for iOS and Android devices, and please send me a message, and I will be more than happy to feature it on my next episode. Thank you guys so much. Hope you guys have a great week. Bye for now.